31, therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I've coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, that means yes. Ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I've shewed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. It's in red in my Bible. If you have a red letter Bible, it'll be red in yours too. More blessed to give than to receive. And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all, and they all wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake, which they should see, that they should see his face no more. And they accompanied him to the ship. Praise God. Amen. Ephesians 1, a while later, he's writing back to the church. Amen. 15th verse of Ephesians 1, he said, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love unto all the saints. What a picture. What a picture of Ephesus in its pride. Love for all the saints. But then, Revelation chapter 2. Amen. Nevertheless, verse 4, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Amen. So far, so soon. Amen. So far, F-A-R, Billy, so far, so soon. Amen. Just a matter of years. They didn't even realize they were slipping. Amen. Oh, how they loved Paul. How they profited by his example, and still the word filtered wherever he was back to him. The reports from those that went to Ephesus, amen, how well they were doing. Amen. How that their love to all the saints was abounding. Praise God. Amen. But oh, how soon they had slipped so far. I don't know how many years had transpired. Amen. I didn't look at the time frame. There are some Bibles that you can get that can tell you an approximation at least of the time. Amen. Was it 10? Was it 20? How many was it? Amen. If it was 20, if it was 25 even, that's not very long, is it? That's not very long to slip. So far. Amen. Was it because Paul was gone that they were slipping? I don't think so. If our religion is tied to the coattail of the preacher, it won't last anyway. Amen. if it's not tied to Jesus, wrapped up, tangled up, wrapped up in Jesus, it won't last anyhow, will it? Amen. You have got to have more than a preacher experience. You got to have more than a prophet experience. Huh? You got to have more than an apostolic relationship. I mean, if the apostles can't point us to Jesus, the fountain, the mainspring, the wellspring, the dayspring, the bright morning star, the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon, if we can't point you to Jesus, we miss God. But amazing thing is that the same message that blessed some others starved to death on it. Amen. Same message that some got fat on and flourished on, others became diseased and apostatized on it. Amen. The terrible thing about disease is that you're liable to give it to somebody. Sometimes it's contagious. Amen. They used to say, you know, they knew who I'd pick cotton with by how much cotton I'd pick. Amen. If I got with old Georgia and didn't pick about 75 pounds all day long, amen, they knew I'd been picking with old Georgia and we'd cut up all day and hadn't picked cotton. Amen. I've heard wives say, I can tell who my husband's been with when he gets home or where he acts when he gets home. Amen. Don't look at nobody right off the bat. You know, wait a while before you look around, you know. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. He said, and when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with him all. And they all wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorry most of all, for the words which he spake, that they should see his face no more. And let the camera freeze right there. Paul's face. Tears running down his face. Stop the camera right there. Amen. And just let it stand still for a little while. The tears running down the saint's face. Weeping because they'll never see Paul's face again. What if tonight there's somebody in this house, and quite possibly there might be in a crowd this size, we'll never see your face again? What if we don't? What kind of a face did we present? And what kind of picture will be framed in the minds of men, women, little boys, and little girls? Amen. Oh, God, so far, so soon. So far, so soon. When I first came to the Highway of Holiness, some folks were so glad to see me, and I walked down to the Sunday school class. Someone was showing me the Sunday school classes, and I walked in one of the little folks' rooms, and a little freckle-faced boy looked up, just like he'd known me all his life, and he wasn't more than 4 or 5 himself, said, "Hello, Brother Colin." Amen. I wish he was that jubilant tonight. He's not here. He's out in deep sin. No tell how deep, how far he is. And every once in a while, his mother will request prayer for him, and we'll pray for him. In such a short time, slipped so far. Amen. Oh, I've gone back to churches. Praise God. I was at that first 3-day fellowship meeting in Kellyville, Oklahoma, that I got to go to ever. And it was just an amazing thing to me. Brother Vernie Edwards took us all down to the little old cafe around the corner and fed the whole bunch there in the cafe. And I thought, man, that's an amazing thing. The fellowship was so good, so sweet. Brother Romine was sitting there in the service that day. And you know, every time I've ever gone back to that part of the country and some other parts of the country, Amen. Brother Romine's still there with that same smile on his face, that same jubilant attitude in his heart, that same love of God on his countenance, back in the preacher, back in the service, doing what he can. He's still there. Amen. Some of us, sometime other, have to leave sooner than others. Some of us will bid farewell. This old heart will stop. Amen. And we'll roll in the last time in a gilded casket. They'll throw flowers on top of us and all around us and talk about us and say things that we, amen, had forgotten about ourselves, and we'll not even hear it. Amen. How's it going to be when they see our face no more? How will it be 10 years from now, 25 years from now, if you go out from here and never hear this preacher preach again? How will it be? Amen. I'm afraid that some are making wrong choices. I hope not. I'm afraid that some are taking that long, hard road. I hope not. Because when you take that 40-year journey into the wilderness, most will never make it through. Amen. And you know what? Moses, the preacher, if he's not careful to use the right spirit in everything he does, he won't even make it across Jordan either. He'll stand on Jordan's stormy banks. Amen. Yonder atop the mountain, God will clear away the air and let him look over the whole land. He'll give him eagle vision, telescope vision, praise God, and let him look over the whole land. And he'll stand there with tears in his eyes, and he'll say, "You can see it, Moses, but you can't go in." Amen. I'm turning over you, Joshua. You lead them in. As for me, these people will see my face no more. Amen. Oh, what kind of picture? What kind of impression? Amen. Amazing thing when they learned how that light makes an impression on certain substances. Amen. If it's not overexposed, just the right exposure, and they can run it through a developing process and come out with a picture. I still don't understand it. It boggles my mind. Amen. But everybody here knows that it works. Amen. But some of us, when they take that last picture and the things developed and they come through and we look at them, we'll be like the lady that they brought her the pictures that made her as mad as fire. Amen. And praise God. She said these pictures don't do me justice. Amen. And somebody said, "Lady, you don't need justice. You need mercy." Praise God. Amen. I tell you what most of us need tonight. We need a whole lot of mercy. Amen. I tell you what all our world needs tonight. Amen. Going down the other side of the mountain, I already climbed the rough side. Amen. And I wonder what it's going to be like going down this other side. Amen. I tell you what I'm going to need. I can already see I'm going to need a whole lot of mercy. Amen. Praise God. If you have love, you're going to have to give love. And up to a certain point, the church of Ephesus had increased, and Paul rejoiced in it and marveled in it. They sowed abundantly. Amen. But then something happened. False prophets came in. Nicolaitans with false doctrine came in. Amen. Balaamites came in with false doctrine. Amen. All kinds of liberalism and wilderness came in. And some of the best saints in Ephesus, while they were fighting false doctrine and pleading for holiness, lost the love of God. And children, I or any other preacher or any of the rest of us will do no credit to the holiness cause by going sour on the journey. Amen. God help us to keep sweet. Amen. I'd like to fight the devil, amen, and bite him till I ain't got no teeth, and then gum him till I die. I'd like for God to give me a pair of galvanized dishes and a backbone of a song and put plenty of knowledge in the gable end of my soul and employ it all in the service of God. Amen. I'd like to be able all the way to say that if you have to walk a barbed wire fence barefooted all the way to heaven with a sack of wildcats under each arm, a sack of wildcats on your back and a cross that saw under each arm, amen, eat potato peelings and drink Frank's water and have to break the ice to get it. That's the picture that Brother Vince left behind. Amen. He said it'd still be worth it to make heaven your home. How about it tonight? What if, young person, this is your last service and we'll see your face no more? Would you cry? Would your mother cry? Would we all cry? We probably would if we knew it. Paul told him, he said, you'll see my face no more. They knew enough about that man of God in 3 years that when he prophesied it, it came to pass. They accompanied him all the way to the ship. Amen. I mean, you talk about an entourage. You talk about a accompaniment. I mean, he had a whole bunch walking with him all the way to the ship. Amen. They watched him as far as they could see. Praise God. John Payton didn't have very much success in the Hebrides the first trip. I think the first island was named Anna or something like that. Amen. And they almost ate him. The savages almost ate him. I mean, there was times when his life was at stake. And he could only be sure of one dear old gentleman that he won to God. His wife died there and he buried her. His little baby died there and he buried them. Amen. There on the island. And now it looks like he's going to have to go home. Amen. The old native that was his only convert, he gave him his watch before he left. And the old native made a little speech to John Payton. He said, you're leaving us. But he said, the precious ones that we have buried here, they'll await till the resurrection morning. Amen. John Payton would not return to that island. They would see his face no more. Sad thing about it is, there was only one that didn't want to see him go. Only one Christian, one to God. Amen. Later on, he rode another British ship back to the Hebrides. Amen. This time, he went to Tanna, 20 miles away from the other island. Amen. They said when John Payton, or Patton, whatever you want to call it, came here, amen, there was not one Christian. When he left here, there was not one sinner. He came back to the Hebrides, not to the first island, but to Tanna this time. Amen. I think that's the way you pronounce it. When he first went there, he saw that the people, most of the year, famished for water. All the water around them was salt water. If they couldn't catch enough rainwater to take them through, then they famished for water for much of the year. Water was a precious commodity on Tanna. Amen. And so John Payton decided that he ought to dig a well for them. And so he prayed about it. And he found the spot that he felt like God led him to dig a well. And he started digging. Most of the natives were unconverted at this time, and he kept digging. They said, what are you digging for, Missy Payton? Payton, that's what they call him, Missy Payton. Payton. What are you digging for? He said, I'm digging for water. They laughed him to scorn. They said, rain don't come from down there. Rain comes from up there. And he just kept digging. Finally, hard and begged and pleaded, and Finigo to enough natives to help him to bail dirt out as he continued to dig. Amen. And they laughed him to scorn. He was the top of a whole island trying to dig a well for water down there when rain comes from up here. That's all they understood. Amen. But then John struck water. Amen. There's all kinds of people who let somebody else dig the well. There's all kinds of people who laugh to scorn the pioneering preacher that goes into an area and digs. They say, everybody else has failed here, and you will too. Nobody can do it. But John kept digging. One day, he struck water. Good, clear, fresh water. And plenty of it. Amen. And then all the natives wondered if John Payton would build a fence around it and not let them have any of his water. Because many places in the world, that's the way they do. If an Arab digs a well in the desert, you go draw water out of this well, you got a strong chance of getting shot. Lord, for the lady, a strong shot, draw water out of another man's well. You don't draw water out of another man's well there where water's so scarce. If anything at all, you got to buy it from him. And so there in the Hebrides, needing water so bad, they wondered if he would put a fence around it and not let them have it. Amen. No, he said, it's for everyone. And they couldn't hardly believe it. And all through the garments, they come to draw water out of the missionary's well. Amen. And the island didn't perish anymore. Amen. And the natives got the bright idea that they would dig wells. And they dug many wells on that island, but never did find another fresh water source when they dug down. Every time they dug down, it was salt water. God had led John Payton to the only place on the island where the fresh water was. Aren't you glad you know where it's at tonight? Amen. We don't have a corner on it either. Everybody can have it. Amen. Nobody is left out. It's free for all. Hallelujah. And if somebody gets some, there'll be plenty more to replace it. Glory to God. There's plenty of gospel for all of us to preach. There's plenty of souls for all of us to win. There's plenty of successes for all of us to enjoy. How about it tonight? Are you tired of letting somebody else dig or draw your water? And you'd like to leave something behind for others to remember when they stop the camera and your face freezes? Amen. What'll it be like? Amen. Mama used to get on to us kids and we'd swell up and pucker up. She'd say, you better watch out. Your face will to freeze that way. Amen. What if some of ours froze with the wrong impression on them? Amen. God, help us tonight. When we've gone the last mile of the way, and men see our face no more. Amen. That it'll be a picture of love and of faith and goodness and spiritual growth and increase and not backsliding and losing your first love. How do I get my first love back? Repent and do the first work. Give up all the things that hindered you the first time. Amen. I mean, make a clean sweep for God. Hallelujah. Clean the house out. Hallelujah. Get right with God. Amen. The spring will come back in your step. The joy will come back in your soul. God ain't dead. The spirit hasn't run out. The well hasn't gone dry. God's got plenty of love. Amen. We just need a fresh baptism of it. tonight. Stand with me, Father. Amen. We're going down the valley. Some of us are so far down the valley already. Tomorrow may never come as we know it. Our next meeting may be in the street by and by, but we meet on that beautiful shore. And some of them might be children, and some of them might be young folks. Lord, who knows what terrible end some will put off by giving their heart to God. A terrible, wrenching, wrecking death. The ebb and flows of drug addiction, alcoholism, suicide. Oh God, when our face disappears from the church and we no longer sit in that pew that we once sat in, I pray, Lord, it'll be well with every soul. I beg you, Lord, that our picture, when it grows, when it's developed, it'll be good. In Jesus' name. I want you to walk out of there tonight if you feel like you need of God. You feel like you need Jesus tonight. You feel like it's a now or never call for you and God's dealing with your heart. How will it be if we never meet again this side of heaven? How will it be if we never shake hands again? Soon all our work's gonna be over. Soon all our activities gonna cease. Laughter, mirth, tears, pain, all of it will cease. Will we long for the days that used to be, or will we look to the sweet by and by, where we meet Jesus and the children of God? Pretty soon, the hair that's dark now will turn white. And pretty soon, holy time will have took all our seconds. We won't have any left. Pretty soon, our hands won't be able to labor anymore. We won't be able to get on these feet and go to church like we have anymore. Tonight we're free. Tonight we can choose, and we got strength, and we can go away from God or go toward Him, because we have the power of choice. But tomorrow, they'll carry you where you don't want to go. Tomorrow, they'll carry you to the graveyard. Tomorrow, they'll throw dirt in your face. Tomorrow, they'll plant you 6 feet under. Pray, tell me what's going to come up on the resurrection morning. And what will come up? When will it come up? The first resurrection, or 1,000 years later in the last one? It's up to you. As they sang, I invite you to God's altar to say it was God. Come on. While they sing, amen.
Working my way.
Come on.
Back to Calvary. It's been so.
You're just one heartbeat from eternity. You're just one breath.
Working my way. Working my way. Back to Calvary.
This one step tonight means, may mean everything to your destiny. You have the power of decision tonight. Tomorrow, that even will be gone. You won't even be able to decide. Tonight you can decide to increase in the love of God and in the work of God more and more. are satisfied the way you are. And never move an inch farther forward in God. And oh, happy day! Come on! Let's pray. Come on!